see the bright future in the digital world in Matsuda's new law firm and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing Hago dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We never only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Government puts measures in place to address fuel shortages. Court dismisses Shane Temple's bid for constitutional interpretation in insult case. In global news, at least 6 die in crash at Ghana's military recruitment event. Good evening. With the main news on Phoenix, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Government has assured the public that it has put in place both short and long-term measures to address the recent fuel shortages experienced across the country. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says interventions are aimed at resolving the current supply challenges and preventing similar disruptions in the future. In a statement, Mr. Chikote has clarified that the recent shortages were the result of temporal logistical issues and not due to depleted national fuel reserves. He disclosed that as of Tuesday, 11th of November 2025, the country had over 57,000 litres of diesel and 40,000 litres of petrol in stock. The minister has further expressed optimism that the situation will soon normalize as the supply chain stabilizes and fuel distribution returns to normal across the country. Mr. Chikote has apologized to members of the public for the inconvenience caused and reaffirmed government's commitment in maintaining a stable and reliable supply of petroleum products throughout Zambia. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has dismissed an application by opposition Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP President Shane Temple, to refer the matter he is accused of using insulting language against the president to the Lusaka High Court for constitutional determination. In his ruling, Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chimbili said the application is misplaced and declined to refer the matter to the High Court for constitutional interpretation. Magistrate Chimbili explained that the issue of whether the language allegedly used by the accused amounts to an offence is a factual matter that must be established during trial based on evidence rather than a question requiring preliminary constitutional interpretation by the High Court. Mr. Tembo faces 2 counts of using insulting language alleged to have been made in Lusaka between August and October 2023 in contravention of Section 179 of the Penal Code. The remarks are alleged to have been directed at President Hakainde Hichilema and were derogatory in nature. A Lusaka woman of a garden compound, Sylvia Mutanda, who is alleged to have caused the death of her husband, after the Lusaka High Court banned George Kalaba, who was later found in a skeletal state died from an illness on the 21st of November 2023. Appearing before the High Court Judge Anna Onudu, Ms. Mutanda testified that her husband's illness began in June 2023 when she started complaining of headaches and chest pains. She said despite his condition, Mr. Kalava remained active and continued visiting friends for several months before his health deteriorated in October, leading to his death in November. Ms. Mutanda explained that she had informed relatives about her husband's worsening condition but received no assistance, adding that her children and a friend resorted to praying for his recovery. She further told the court that on the day of his death, she discovered him unresponsive after preparing a meal for him, but instead of immediately reporting the matter to the relatives or the authorities, she closed the bedroom door and continued praying. Ms. Mutanda was initially charged alongside three daughters and a neighbor for concealing a death. Her juvenile daughter was later discharged, while two adult daughters and a neighbor were convicted in connection with the case. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has launched three strategic digital guidelines aimed at enhancing service delivery through innovation and inclusion. The documents, which include the Ministerial Digital Strategy, the Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery Guidelines, and the ICT Security Guidelines, recognize the importance of effective service delivery in the context of ongoing digital transformation. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka today, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has emphasized the importance of vigilance and proactive measures in the digital era. She notes that cybersecurity is not a one-time activity, but a continuous process that requires awareness, training, and collective commitment. The minister further highlighted that the three documents align with the 2023 National ICT Policy, the Electronic Government Act No. 41 of 2021, and the National E-Government Plan, all of which support government's broader aspiration to transform Zambia into a digital economy. She has also expressed gratitude for the technical and financial support provided by the World Bank and the Smart Zambia Institute as cooperating partners in this initiative.
As a ministry, we recognize that the future of effective service delivery lies in digital transformation. Technology is no longer an option. It is a necessity for building an inclusive, transparent, and efficient social protection system that leaves no one and no one behind.
Meanwhile, Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Chinyama has commended the ministry's vital role in addressing the needs of the poor and the vulnerable.
Digital systems are very key. What is digital is a must, because the country has grown. The way we used to look after people 20 years ago is cannot be the same now. So we have an opportunity to improve compliance and efficiency by ensuring that we use these tools that have been given to us. Ahead of things, other companies that you are doing, thinking very key on making this society an easy table in terms of welfare as much as possible. And so, what the Honourable is doing in marshalling this ministry is doing that.
In global news, at least six people have died during a crowd crush at a military recruitment event in the stadium in Ghana. The tragic crush appeared to have been caused by an unexpected surge of applicants who breached security protocols and rushed into the gate, said a statement from Ghana's armed forces. Thousands had turned up to El Wak Stadium in the capital Accra with the hope of joining the military. BBC reports on other world stories.
Donald Trump has asked Israel's president to pardon Benjamin Netanyahu, who's on trial for alleged corruption. In a letter, Mr. Trump said the Israeli prime minister was facing political, unjustified prosecution. President Isaac Herzog's office said anyone seeking a pardon needed to submit a formal request. Israel says it's reopened the Zikin crossing in North... humanitarian aid. The military said deliveries would be transferred.